Hey, welcome to the podcast, dude, episode 80. Bet you thought I was going to let this year go by without doing one last episode, but you were wrong. I almost did. It's December 23rd, 2018. This will likely be the last episode of this year. Hope you had a great year so far. I know I did. It was busy, though. I spent most of it helping a lot of you start podcasts or get started with Simplecast. So that's been taking up a crap ton of time and energy, and holy cow, I needed a break. So this weekend, I was studying podcast producer job postings to get a better sense of what companies are looking for from their producers. So I started a Twitter thread, and I shared links to the most interesting job listings that I found. And I'll include a link to those in the show notes, or you can just go to my Twitter account at the podcast, dude. I got a great question from one of my followers, G.R. Johnson asked, I was looking at some of these in the past couple days, very interested, but if one hasn't the experience, how does one go about snagging gigs like these? I'm actually in a degree program for audio production, also not a youngster, looking to switch up careers. So those are good questions. And I'll say, first off, I don't think age has anything to do with it. It certainly can be an issue for some people. They might want someone that's a little younger, but I also don't think podcasting is a young man's game, and you know, by any means. And I'm personally very optimistic for you and you know, other people like us who love podcasting, because I believe there are far more podcasting jobs than just the ones that I linked to in that thread. And I also believe and know from experience that a podcast producer can learn everything that they need to know about podcasting and work from almost anywhere, not just in one of those big cities. So that's what this episode's going to be about. I'm going to call this one How to Land a Job Producing Podcasts. I'll share everything that I've learned so far and what I think you should focus on if you're interested in landing a job producing podcasts. So I want to start this one off with a quote. It's actually from Ratatouille. And I was listening to a new Gimlet podcast that was an interview with Ira Glass. And I'll include a link to that in the show notes as well, because it was actually a really good episode. And I can't remember the title of the show right now. Not prepared for this at all. Just terrible. Why are you still listening to this? The quote is, "Not everyone can become a great artist, but a great artist can come from anywhere." In this case, you just swap artist for podcast producer, and I think it's a pretty accurate quote. Not everyone can become a great podcast producer, but a great podcast producer can come from anywhere. And I really believe that's true. So let's see. Talking to the question about how do I land one of these jobs if I don't live in a big city or if I don't have all the skills. So I'm going to start this by saying that most jobs, and the reason I'm optimistic is that I believe that most jobs, and often the best jobs, don't have an official job posting listed somewhere on the internet. You've probably heard that quote that goes something like, the best jobs are never advertised. I really think it's true. The jobs that I linked to in that Twitter thread are just the ones that I found easily on job boards with a quick Google search. And I know that there are more podcasting jobs out there that aren't being shared on job boards, because I've landed a few of those jobs myself over the past 5 years. And that was before the big podcasting boom of 2017, of this last year. So podcasting is still a relatively new field, and many people, companies, and brands are only now beginning to think about starting a podcast. And one of the problems they're facing is that most of them don't know what they don't know about podcasting. Like, they don't know which skills are required or what kind of person they need to hire in order to end up with a good podcast. So while they might want to hire someone to produce a podcast, they may not know how to put together a job posting. So I think this is a time of opportunity for motivated podcast producers at all levels. So here's the question that I want to answer. If I want to be a professional podcast producer, what do I need to know and be good at? So I took a list. What did I write there? That's not right. So I took a second look at the job postings to get a sense of the most commonly listed skills and requirements. And here's what I think are these essential skills for a podcast producer. So first, content creation and direction. So you should have experience developing shows and episode content. That means coming up with ideas and writing scripts or stories, finding stories, participating in brainstorming sessions, and all that kind of stuff. Next, audio recording and editing. So you should know how to record audio that sounds good, how to edit it, how to write narration if necessary, how to add music, how to mix and master that audio, and just everything else that comes along with producing audio that sounds good. You should also be good at working with others. So you should be able to work with and possibly manage, depending on the position, producers, writers, audio engineers, editors, freelancers, guests, and so on. And this really just means be easy to work with. Don't be a jerk. And, be able to talk about podcasting and everything that goes along with it intelligently with other people. And, you know, listen to other people and take their feedback and be a good communicator, all that kind of, all those soft skills. You should also have the ability to work under deadlines. So this means that you can get stuff done and you can ship stuff on schedule, time management skills, in other words. You should also be proactive and have problem-solving skills. So there's going to be stuff that they don't know. There's going to be stuff that you don't know. So you should be able and willing to figure it out. Finally, leadership skills. So this means that you're comfortable having opinions about what's good and what's not. You're comfortable setting goals and identifying indicators for success, including audience and subscriber growth and all that other kind of stuff. Those are the things that I think are kind of like the core skills that you should focus on based on reading all these different job postings that I link to. So that leads to the question, what if I don't have all of those skills yet? And I think that's okay. I personally did not have all those skills when I started producing podcasts. But you should study those podcast producer job postings for insight into the kinds of things that you should study. But also remember that you don't need to be a master of everything there to produce a great podcast. And the best producers are always learning on the job anyways. The important thing is to have a firm grasp on the basics and a willingness to work hard, experiment, take feedback and criticism, and then keep learning. So I put together a quick list for things that you can do to increase your chance of landing a job producing podcasts. So number one, learn everything that you can about recording and working with audio. So study all the various options for capturing audio in studio and live environments. That's microphones, audio interfaces, soundboards, and so on. Next, practice recording with different gear and in different locations. So learn how the gear and the room and the environment changes the sound of a recording. Learn everything you can about manipulating and working with audio once it's been recorded. So learn about editing and post-production. And that's EQ, compression, noise removal, limiting, and loudness metering. And there's a ton of different kind of like audio plugins / features that various software has to enhance audio. So that's what you want to study. You should also learn how to organize and share your audio files with other people, and then how to back up and archive your finished projects once you're done with them. Now, you can learn the basics of all this stuff in a few hours, but becoming a master of recording and working with audio really is a lifelong project. And that might sound intimidating, but I promise it's actually a lot of fun. You really don't want to get stuck doing the same thing over and over again. It's nice to have new things to learn and like new skills to develop. Number two, learn pro audio software like Pro Tools, Logic Pro 10, or Adobe Audition. Many people get started with podcasting using the free or easy apps like GarageBand or Audacity, and that's okay. But if you want to be a powerhouse podcast producer, if you want to do this professionally, I really think you should acquire and master a professional DAW that stands for Digital Audio Workstation, like Pro Tools, Logic Pro 10, or Audition. While it's true that you can make a successful podcast with almost any recording and editing program, the Pro DAWs have useful and I would say even essential features that the free or cheap DAWs don't have, including non-destructive and multi-track editing and other features for tweaking and enhancing audio once it's been recorded. Professional production studios and other podcast producers are also likely using one or more of those pro DAWs. So if you're serious about producing podcasts, I'd recommend mastering at least one of those three: Pro Tools, Logic, Audition. Okay, number three. Learn the most popular technology and software tools used by podcasters. So in addition to your DAW of choice, you should also learn and be familiar with, if not really good at, all the various apps and software tools used by podcasters and podcast producers. So that'll include things like recording gear and software, writing apps and other collaboration software for developing scripts, episode ideas, show notes, and so on. graphic design apps for developing visual assets, website and podcast hosting software, social media platforms, and so on, other things like that. And you don't have to master every single app or individual software in each of those categories I listed above, but you should be able to learn and use them quickly if you need to. And if you tell yourself that you can't or don't want to learn new software tools, then you're right, and you'll probably have a hard time being successful as a podcast producer. And this is why I recommend talking with and listening to other podcasters and podcast producers talk about their workflows and the tools they use and how they produce their work and their shows. Number four, study and learn from other producers, especially the great ones. Producing great audio is a craft, and there are so many great audio producers out there to learn from, not just in podcasting, but in other industries too. So keep your eyes open for those people. Seek them out. You know, follow them on social media, subscribe to their shows, their newsletters, read their articles and books, watch their online courses. Ask some questions when you get the opportunity, but analyze their work either way. It's a really great way to learn about how things are done, and it may give you some ideas about things that you can do, things that you can improve, or maybe even things that you can do differently and hopefully better than everyone else. So either way, study people that are considered great producers, and especially people that really make work that resonates with you. So you might be wondering, but Aaron, what if I don't live near one of those big cities where all those jobs are? And good news here, while it can certainly help to live near a large city like New York City or Los Angeles, where there are a lot of podcast companies or lots of businesses who might want to hire someone to produce a podcast for them, I really think you can help produce podcasts from almost anywhere. I've done so. The internet has made it possible to connect with people all over the world, and the rise of broadband and fast internet speeds means that you can collaborate in real time or just easily send audio files back and forth over Dropbox or Google Drive. And you can certainly learn everything that you need to learn as long as you have access to the internet and a library. So if you'd like to land a gig producing podcasts, I'd really encourage you to invest time in developing the skills that I talked about earlier, but also in networking and connecting with other people in the industry or similar industries. For example, I've learned a lot from writers, web designers, programmers, marketers, talent managers, people who work in the film and book industries, and many other kinds of professionals. My last piece of advice here is don't wait to get hired. Start your career as a producer today. Like really, you don't have to wait to get a job in podcasting before you start developing your skills as a podcaster. You can start your own show, kind of like I did, or help your friends start shows. You know, help other people start and grow podcasts. It goes a long way towards convincing someone to hire you or just even getting people to work with you. And I promise you'll make a lot of friends, have a lot of fun in the process. And you're also going to learn a ton by doing all this stuff rather than just reading about it or watching tutorials or listening to other people talk about it. Although those are good ways to learn too. I think you'll get a lot of experience and valuable knowledge by doing. Now, I know there's a lot more that I could say around this whole topic, but I'm going to keep this one kind of short because it's almost Christmas and there's still a lot to do before the end of the year. And Christmas, I got to do some Christmas shopping. But I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions. If you just want to say hi, shoot me an email at aaron@thepodcastdude.com or find me on Twitter at @thepodcastdude. Especially if we never met or talked before. I really love connecting with other podcasters. So have a great holiday season and a happy new year. And hopefully we'll get to spend some more time together next year. Got some more projects in the works and some really good things coming that I'm excited to share. So stay tuned. And happy podcasting.